First today, Kansas City's proposed downtown convention hotel. Unlike other convention hotels in other cities, the deal being struck here does not require the city to guarantee the project's debt. Still, it's a $302 million project. Is it the right thing for Kansas City at a time when the national convention industry has been in decline? We want to hear from you about this. Where are you on this proposal? Good idea or not? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. Or as always, you can tweet us at KCUR up to date. Joining me now to talk about this are Steve Vakrod. He covered the story for The Pitch. Steve, it's always good to have you. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Also here is Patrick Tui of the conservative Show Me Institute, who has questioned this deal all along. Patrick, nice to have you too. Welcome.
Thank you.
We reached out to both Mike Burke and the city to join us for this conversation, but both declined to do so, at least for right now. Well, Steve, we keep hearing that this is a good deal for the city, at least compared to the arrangement that other cities have struck, if only because, I guess, that you know the city wouldn't be on the hook if the project doesn't quite live up to expectations. To what extent do you buy that? Is that a good argument, or where do you come down here?
Well, it's a pretty good argument. What I would, I think the city deserves some credit for not guaranteeing the debt behind this project, which, you know, many of your listeners will know that they did with the Power and Light District.
That's why the city's paying millions of dollars.
$12 to $15 million a year for the foreseeable future. I think on to like 2040. So, you know, the taxpayers are on the hook for that project. They've structured this deal where there isn't that level of guarantee, or really much of any guarantee, behind the debt on the project. So that's good. The city is understating how much public money is actually going into this. I mean, it's more than the $35 million, and that's the point I made in my piece, is that, you know, once you factor in TIF, tax increment financing, a community improvement district, special assessments, the public allocation to this, by my math, works out to roughly half of the project cost.
I was going to say the STARS numbers on this deal, and the numbers are a little bit fluid here. Lynn Horsley has reported that the estimate is that the city's portion will be $165 million. The developers will put in about $138 million. So she has the city's share being a little more than what the developers is.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how you look at certain things. Like, for instance, the land that the city owns where this thing's going to be built just off of Truman Road, the city has said that's worth about $13 million, and they haven't really factored that in. They're calling that in-kind, but that's still a city asset that's worth $13 million, which, if sold to another developer who develops it, could throw off, by my calculations, $330,000 in property taxes a year. Mm-hmm. Under this arrangement, the property taxes will go not to the city coffers, not to the school district, not to the county, but back into the development.
Okay. Patrick Tui, again from the Show Me Institute, your main objection to this project is what, Patrick?
Well, first of all, let me push back on what the city is saying. What the city is basically saying is that right now in Kansas City, it does not make business sense to build a convention hotel. And because it doesn't make business sense, the public needs to become the investor of first choice. It needs to subsidize this deal until it does become good business sense.
And that's
sense
been the case of convention hotels all across the country, though,
that's
right?
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. If it made business sense, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Hyatt would come in, build a hotel themselves like they do whenever they see an opportunity, take all the risk, and then reap the rewards of that investment. But in this case, it doesn't make sense for them. And they're saying, in order for this to make sense, we need subsidies, we need cash payouts, we need exclusive catering rights, we need all this stuff in order for it to make sense. But without that, this is a bad idea.
But still, I mean, the question then becomes, does the city need one of these convention hotels or not? And you would say what to that,
well,
Patrick?
Well, Copaken Brooks put out a press release the other day saying that since 2003, Kansas City has added about 2,100 hotel rooms in the downtown area. And so I'm sure a fear that a lot of hotels have is another 800 rooms, plus we're waiting on the two Marriott hotels to come online. We're flooding the market. And I'm sure Hyatt is saying we're never going to make an average daily rate or have an occupancy level that will justify our investment.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the concerns about this is some of the folks who have addressed this point to exactly what you're talking about. This notion, I think Bill Lucas has pointed out that the city, he's calculated that Visit KC, the city's convention and visitors association, would have to book, to your point, Patrick, an additional 200,000 room nights per year on top of the 300,000 room nights now being booked. to make the hotel successful while keeping the other hotels at current occupancy levels. Again, that's a jump.
It is a jump, and I don't see – nobody's making the point that that's going to happen. Nobody's making that promise. And in Kansas City, this is a story that goes back at least until 1969, where we've been told by city leaders we need to build a convention and then build a hotel and then expand convention space. Steve's colleague at the Pitch, David Martin, has written great pieces in the 90s and early 2000s about the promises that were made that didn't pan out.
Yeah.
And so our fear is that we're hearing the same promises this time, the likelihood of them panning out is even less.
Again, let me get our listeners engaged here. Your thoughts on this downtown convention hotel, good idea or not? 816-235-2888. Let's flip the coin here, Steve, and talk about what city officials have been saying in recent days and weeks about this deal. And this is from Mike Burke. He's one of the developers of this project downtown, also the former councilman who ran for mayor a few years ago. He says this: we've literally bled conventions because of a lack of close-in, top-quality hotels. We finally came up with funding solutions that met the city's and the developers' needs with this project. Here's one more quote, again from the Star's Lynn Horsley. She says this: the proposed hotel opens up a whole new market to us. This is quoting Ronnie Burt. He's the president and chief executive of Visit KC. That's the city's convention and visitors marketing agency. Burt says this: it's a game changer for our hospitality industry. He estimates that Kansas City has missed out on $3 billion worth of economic impact over the last 10 years because of convention business lost, because of a lack of a downtown convention hotel. Are we bleeding conventions here in this town, Steve?
Well, we are bleeding conventions. There have been several high-profile conventions that have left Kansas City over the last decade. The first, you know, the first big one that left was Future Farmers of America. And since then, Skills USA and Sam's and Walmart have all left. Some of them, the city acknowledges, probably wouldn't even come back even with a new hotel. They've those conventions have gotten so large that they've moved on to other places.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether this is the silver bullet to get those conventions back, I mean, perhaps, you know, when I ask, you know, folks like Sly James about, you know, who are the conventions you're talking to? And they make frequent references about conventions that are considering reworking their earlier plans to maybe book in Kansas City now that this hotel appears to be in the offing. And, you know, you don't get a lot of names, you don't get a lot of specifics. So it's there is a little bit of a build it and they will come aspect to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if these numbers are right, that the city has missed out on $3 billion worth of economic impact over the last 10 years, Patrick, that in theory would fill up a whole lot of hotel rooms that we were just talking about a few minutes ago.
The way that economic impact is calculated in these stories is, you know, it's smoke and mirrors. It doesn't pan out. It's a number that's constantly used, but after the fact, it never lives up to that. To those mm-hmm. claims. But I have in my hand, I know your listeners can't see this, but I have in my hand a mailer that was sent out in 2002 when the city wanted to spend money to increase Bartle Hall, expand Bartle Hall. And they had Ace Hardware convention that said we won't come back unless the hall is expanded. Well, we expanded the hall and Ace Hardware never came back.
Mm-hmm.
They also go to, again, Skills USA, who said we need more space, we need hotel rooms. And of course, now they're leaving even after we built this project. So, you know, it's free for conventions to say, if you give us this, we'll consider coming back. But they're not making a commitment.
Yeah.
The hotels aren't making a commitment. It's the taxpayer that's making a commitment. And my argument isn't with whether or not we should build this. It's do the taxpayers need to underwrite it?
816-235-2888. And on the line, right, Burke, who's one of the developers for this project. Mike, good morning. Nice to have you.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you called, Mike.
Steve, I would like to clarify. I was not invited onto this show. I did get a call from your courtesy call from your producer about an hour ago. So I'm always glad to come on your show.
Oh, and I appreciate that, Mike. And just for the record, I'm being told we did reach out, so we got to get something straight and clarified here. But talk to us about this project. One of the big concerns, Mike, that's being expressed here at the table this morning is this thought about the convention business around the country is declining, and how will Kansas City fit into that given that national trend? What about that?
Well, first of all, I disagree with that. There was a decline during the recession. What we have seen is that is coming back, and certainly much to the benefit of those cities that are prepared and have the product available. Kansas City is undergoing quite a resurgence, and the rest of the country recognizes that. We have meeting managers come here, and they say, gee, I like Bartle Hall. I love the Entertainment District. I like Sprint Arena. I like the Performing Arts Center. Where do my people stay? And you know, we have not built a convention center hotel since 1985. And our product got old. We've not kept up with the market. And the market has gone elsewhere. You know, there are convention after convention that would love to have come here, but to accommodate, say, 2,000 to 2,500, which is a sweet spot for Kansas City, we're looking putting people six or seven hotels. That's a nightmare for a meeting manager. It involves transportation and busing. And we have lost conventions for those reasons.
Mike, what about the impact on other downtown hotels with the if this project goes forward? What are we going to see there? Can the city, you know, keep these other hotels whole, or are we going to see some of them shut down?
Well, we go by what the experience in other cities has been, and in our peer cities, Denver and Nashville and Indianapolis and others, what they have seen is not only once the convention, their new convention center hotel comes online, not only has it increased occupancy in other hotels in the area, but has also increased the average room rate.
You know, the city's portion of this deal has been estimated at $165 million. Mike, the developers will be putting in about $138 million. Those figures have been in the newspaper. Those numbers accurate as far as you're concerned, Mike?
Well, we have two factors that greatly influence this hotel going forward. One is interest rates, and as you've seen in the last week, interest rates are edging back up. Increase in interest rates is not the city responsibility, it's the developer's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That impacts how much money is available, say, through tax increment financing or through other means. So, you know, until we get through the TIF process, until we get to the bankers and the bond investors, we don't know precisely. Well, what I can say is with the exception of the land that is being donated, every penny of public dollars that is going into this hotel is being paid for by people who either visit our hotel, other hotels, or the convention center. It's all the $35 million of city money is coming out of the convention and tourism tax. And all of the TIF dollars are coming out of site-specific taxes on our property.
Mike Burke is on the line with us. He's one of the developers of the proposed downtown convention hotel. Mike, I'm joined in the studio by Steve Vockrott from The Pitch and Patrick Tuohy from the Show Me Institute. Patrick, you had a question.
Mr. Burke, you mentioned that peer cities like Denver, Nashville, and Indianapolis have seen an increase in occupancy rates and perhaps even room rates. Can you talk to what percentage increase they saw?
I have those figures, but yes, it's in the teens that have increased in terms of the occupancy, and it's also in a similar room rate increase and average daily rate.
Well, I think that's part of the problem, Steve, is that even if we assume a 20% increase in occupancy, that's not enough to cover the nut here, which is why Hyatt is demanding 100% of the catering.
Mm-hmm.
Because they look at this deal, and we haven't seen their estimates of room rate and occupancy, and they say, in order for us to make this profitable, we've got to capture money elsewhere, and that's going to come from catering.
Mike Burke, again, clarify something for me here. Is this the best deal for a downtown convention hotel that any city around the country has seen in, what, the last 5 or 10 years? Is it that good of a deal?
It is. Other cities, for instance, Houston issued $500 million worth of bonds to build a hotel. Other cities have invested far more than the $35 million the city is investing.
Mm-hmm.
As a comparison, while we were negotiating this with the city over the last 2.5 years, the city was simultaneously conducting 3 separate negotiations with other proposers, other hotel groups that were interested in building this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that the closest anyone came was a $75 million cash contribution.
Yeah.
So, you know, because of the innovative financing and the commitment of our investors, we managed to narrow that gap to the point where the $35 million could be supported solely out of the convention and tourism tax, which cannot be used for police, fire, potholes, and other city services.
Mike, I couldn't help but notice that the TIF Commission is meeting today on this project. The Star reported last month that the TIF Commission was going to be reviewing this, towards the end of June. This review now is coming about 20 days earlier. You've already mentioned there's no question this project is on a fast track. Is it on too fast of a track, Mike, for the city to get look at this?
First of all, wrong information. The TIF Commission is not reviewing the project today. We had to enter into a funding agreement where we fund the TIF Commission cost. That agreement is being reviewed today.
Okay, I got you.
So it's somebody put out that we snuck something through. No,
right.
That is absolutely not the case. It's been advertised and will be heard on June 30th.
Steve Ockright from the Pitch. Is this whole proposal moving too fast for your taste?
Well, I don't have any stake in it, just beyond being a Kansas City, Missouri taxpayer. So I guess I have some stake in it. But it is moving quickly. There's a couple of different reasons that are being brought up for it, and I'm not sure how much they square, at least to my thinking. One is that the current council has been debating this and talking about this for 3 or 4 years and that they want to see it through. And that seems like not a very good public reason to push something through quickly. But I think Mike could speak to this. On the private equity side, there's some concern about interest rates going up, and shifts in interest rates could move the price tag for this project millions of dollars. Mike, you could speak more to that.
That's correct. 1% increase in the interest rate we will have to pay could be $10 to $12 million added cost to the project, which the city's not on the line for, the investors are. And, you know, I would point out the investors in this project are taking a huge risk. They are bearing the downside risk. The city has no downside risk if it doesn't perform to pay the bondholders.
Right.
The city has an upside. If we make a certain percentage, we share over that a percentage of that with the city. So
all right.
There's upside potential to the city, but no downside risk.
We're going to have to leave our conversation there. That's Mike Burke, one of the developers of the Downtown Convention Hotel. Mike, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Also with us today, Steve Vakrat, who covers the story for The Pitch. Steve, thank you. And Patrick Tui with the Show Me Institute. Patrick, thanks for your time as well.